From the DLC, see, I see? Just already
he
messed
did
up.
A club. There we go.
From the DLC Media News Center, this is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. Here's our host, Frank Phillips.
Thank you very much, Barry. And it is fair time in Indiana. And today we're going to be talking about the great Park County 4-H Fair up at Rockville. And our guest today is Michelle Mitchell. And Michelle, what is your title with the fair this year?
I'm the Fair Board President.
Okay, great. And what are the dates for the Park County Fair this year?
The dates are July 7th through July 14th.
Uh-huh. And how would we get to the fairgrounds? Because a lot of people listening to this aren't going to be living in Rockville, and they might say, well, gee, I'd really like to go to the Park County Fair.
Go north on 41 out of Rockville.
Okay. And we can all find 41, and we can find Rockville, I'll bet. So it's on the north side of Rockville, is it?
It is on the north side.
Okay, that's great. Now, you have a schedule with you. I'd like for you to go over the high points of the schedule so everyone knows what's going on.
Okay, we have some exciting things going on this year. The rodeo was a huge success for us last year, and we now have a lot more seating to accommodate a lot of people. So we are excited about that. It's the 103rd Park County 4-H Fair. Again,
now, before you go on, can you tell us a little bit about the rodeo?
Yes, the rodeo.
You have horses, I assume.
We have horses. We have bulls. We have roping. Cowboys, cowgirls coming. We have a lot of things planned for a lot of people.
A lot of interesting things, a lot of fun things. People want to go and watch that rodeo.
Yes.
Okay, didn't mean to interrupt, but I know people want to know about that. What else is going on? I think there's a big parade for the fair also.
There is a big parade, but the rodeo is July 8th at 7 p.m. Out by the track. And then the parade will be held on Thursday at 6 p.m.
Thursday at 6 p.m. And I think you said there's also a big monster truck show this year.
There is a big monster truck show. So the monster truck show, we actually are featuring Bigfoot this year. So
what's Bigfoot?
Bigfoot is the big monster truck that everybody knows. Young and old, everybody should know Bigfoot.
Okay, very good. And anything else about the monster truck show you can share with us?
We do have more seating this year to accommodate a lot of people. We hope that we have a big crowd. It was very successful last year, as was the rodeo. So we have plenty of things. We have National Night Out with for the kids, and then National Night Out will be one night with the bounce houses, and then the next night we are going to host games and stuff. So there's going to be two nights for the kids to come out and have plenty of things to do.
Now, believe it or not, I've only been to one rodeo in my life, and that was down in Texas. How long does a rodeo last usually?
So last year it was exciting because we didn't know what to expect, and it ran until about midnight. So the gates open at 7, and we were there until midnight, 1 o'clock, and because after the rodeo is over, they do something called the amateur night, and that's for anybody that can enter in the amateur night.
Oh, how much fun! That's terrific. And what about the monster truck show? How long does that last?
The monster truck show, 2 to 3 hours, I would say. It's an exciting time for everybody, especially with Bigfoot coming. We have a lot of interest, a lot of calls on Bigfoot. So we hope to see a lot of people come out and experience it.
Why don't you give us a phone number or a website people can go to when they want more information?
Yes. So if you need information on any of the events, please call the Extension office at 765-569-3176.
And what about parking for the fair?
And parking is free for the fair. Scott Pet Product is going to allow us to park across the road, and then we have plenty of parking at the fair.
And I know that 4-H is a big part of the fair, and tell us about your major shows that kids are going to be involved in.
So first I want to touch on the Queen and Princess pageant.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, and it's also the Little Mr. and Miss. So the Queen and Princess pageant is July 7th at 6 p.m. And in between, they're going to take a break and do the Little Mr. and Miss. And then on July 8th at 1 p.m., they'll have the Kitty Tractor Pool. And don't forget about visiting the community building on July 8th. It's open from 5 to 9.
Right.
July 9th, the Guilt Show is at 1 p.m. And this year we've added a car show from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's in the Midway. It'll be held in the Midway.
And I think you also mentioned there's also going to be the Hog Show is going to be over 2 days.
It is. So the Guilt Show will be July 9th. At 1 p.m. and July 10th will be the Barrow Show at 1 p.m.
And what about the cattle show? Because I know in Indiana, hogs and cattle are two big pulls for the 4-H fairs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the cattle show, the beef cattle show is in the Cow Palace at 1 p.m.
And you have a change for the goat show this year.
We do. The goat show is July 11th at 10 a.m., so please make note of that that has changed. The goat show has changed to 10 a.m. this year. And we can't forget about the bake sale on July 10th at 7 p.m. in the 4-H building. So come out and support all of our bakers.
Absolutely. And one of the big things about 4-H is when a child has been in 4-H for 10 years and they get special recognition as 10-year members. Do you have a list of the 10-year members this year?
I do have a list of the 10-year members. We are very proud of these members. They've went through 10 years of 4-H, and we are very, very proud of them. So Jenna Ammerman, Macy Barnes, Madeline Belcher, Keely Black, Josie Bodine, Mason Boucher, Gunnar Caldwell, Kaylin Chapman, Ashley Clodfelter, Maya Collum, Nevaeh Franklin, Ty Hartman, Darren Hazard, Haley Holcomb, Jacob Hopton, Jocelyn Huxford, Olivia Jacks, Haley Lambermont, Haley Liebrandt, Lily Pearl Mace, Garrett McAllister, Mason McVeigh, Allison Nichols, Emma Norman, Sutton Ramsey, Barrett Roberts, Owen Roslin, Jacqueline Ryan, Hunter Sawyer, Stephen Shepard, Jonathan Slater, Abby Staggs, Colton Stone, and Kendra Tarr.
Of course, the 4-H fair couldn't happen without good sponsors, and I hope you have a list of sponsors. You can tell us who's making it possible this year.
I sure do. A huge shout out to all the volunteers, the board members, and especially our sponsors, that this could not be possible without you all. So a huge, huge thank you. So our daily sponsors are Big Iron Auction, Scott Pet Products, Siri Solution, Land O'Lakes, Derek Claghorn, Pioneer Seeds, Co-Alliance, Purple Ribbon Seeds, Samantha Major from Farm Bureau, Park Farm Bureau, AHW, Autumn Major, Nucor, First Farmers Bank of Trust in Terre Haute, First Financial Bank, and Mitchell Farms. And Ileana Ag Works.
Well, that's tremendous. Is there anything else that you want to mention we haven't been over today?
Again, just to hit our main topics, the Queen and Princess pageant is July 7th. The rodeo, please come out and visit the rodeo at 7 p.m. You can call the office for ticket prices. July 9th is the Guilt Show. The car show is July 9th as well at 1 to 5. The barrel show is at 1 p.m. Also, if I don't mention this, my daughter shows sheep. So the sheep...
Better get that in.
I better get that in or I'll be in big trouble. So the sheep show is at 9 a.m. So please come out and join us at the Park County Fair.
Okay, and one more time, what's that phone number people can call?
765-569-3176, and that's the extension office.
Now, do you have a website that people could go to find out more information?
We don't have the website. We do have the Facebook page. So okay. If you want to get on the Facebook, the Park County 4-H Facebook, It has all the information, ticket information. And also, my phone number is listed on there. If you have any questions, you can also call me.
Park County 4-H Fair on Facebook.
That's correct.
Excellent, excellent. Michelle Mitchell has been our guest today on Focus on the Community. I'm Frank Phillips, and we really appreciate you listening.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 11:30 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM, and on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock WFMB. For a replay of this program or any past programs, go to any of our station websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community.